First of all, talk about this road trip. Are you just staying down in Pensacola for this whole stretch?
No, we went to a couple other places just to kind of see some sights and kind of bring the team together and let them know, you know, that this is kind of what we're trying to accomplish. And it was more of a team bonding thing. One of the places we stopped over was Biloxi, Mississippi, which is obviously the home of basically, I guess, our organization originally.
Mm-hmm.
The McGinns bought the Rail Yard Dogs team from the Mississippi Surge. So we went to that, actually went to a hospital there and donated some of the bears from a teddy bear toss to the hospital that they used to use. So we're kind of showing the guys that basically they've got it pretty good in Roanoke at times. You know, we showed them the old arenas and, you know, just kind of got together and spent some quality time on the road because, to be honest with you, to travel back and then to come back here financially as well as just physically, it wouldn't have been any good. It probably would have cost about the same. We would have only spent one day at home. We didn't have any ice in the arena. So now at least this way we can practice while we're in Pensacola, as well as, like I said, having a little team bonding.
I'm assuming it's a little bit warmer, too, although it's 50 here today. So
it is a little bit warmer, but, yeah, we'll take advantage of that while we can.
You've been on the road for 3 games. I think you're 1-2, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I'm just curious. You lost to Columbus in a close game. Then the next night you blow them out 7-1. Does that drive you crazy as a coach as to how that – I mean, you were a player too, so you probably went through that. But how one night you can lose and the next night just blow somebody out, do you think, well, I should be doing this every night?
Well, I mean, it speaks to the parity in the league, really. You know, you look at a lot of our losses are against lower teams. Some of our wins are against the higher teams. Any given night, any team can win, and that's the honest to God truth. You know, when we play the way we're supposed to play, we're a really tough team to play against. When we don't, when we have mistakes and we compound those mistakes, that's when we're kind of easy to play against. You know, that's why the guys are here. The guys are here to learn how to be a pro. Pro means consistency. It means you do your job and you do it the same way. But obviously, you're going to have off nights and on nights, but we know as a pro, everyone knows how bad you can be, and that's as bad as you're going to be. You know, and then we have to move on from there, and that's what we're kind of figuring out. I mean, we can't have everybody have an off night. You know, we have to have guys that are consistent game in, game out, and that's what we're lacking at times here. You know, and that's some of the things we're working on. You know, during practice, we're making sure that all the passes are on the tape and guys are calling for the pucks and they're talking and communicating and making sure that everything's done properly. And that's the job of a pro hockey player, and that's what we're getting towards.
So you've got 2 games with Pensacola, what, this weekend?
Yes, Friday, Saturday against Pensacola, the team that's 4 points in front of us.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, how are your guys hyped up to, you know, make up some ground there and, you know, just take advantage of this little break?
Yeah, well, we better be because we gave them 2 points last time. So we could have left this. If we swept the series, we could have been up by 4 points. Now the best we can do is be tied with them. And coming home not tied with Pensacola is a catastrophic failure as far as kind of I'm concerned. And then basically I've talked to most of the guys, and as far as they're concerned, it's a catastrophic failure. I mean, that would mean we went less, you know, we went under 500 on the road trip, and we can't be doing that. You know, we put ourselves in a position where we have to win weekends. Well, we lost last weekend because we were 1-2. We've got to go 2-0 on this weekend, otherwise we don't win it. And that's kind of the mindset that I've been instilling in them and that they've kind of adopted over this little break that we've had.
You kind of telling them, let's climb over one opponent above us at a time, that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely, especially considering we play that opponent twice. You know, it's one thing, you know, to be chasing someone who's playing somebody else. It's another thing to kind of, you know, have your destiny in your own hands, and that's what we've got this weekend.
Do you like the mix on your team? We're talking with Sam Fatorik, the head coach of the Roanoke Railyard Dogs. Do you like the mix on your team right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're still a little banged up. You know, we hopefully have some guys coming back soon, which is going to change things up. But yeah, I mean, you know, the guys have bought in. The guys that are here for the most part have bought in, and that's what we need to have happen. You know, and then once they have all the systems down and they know and they can instruct on their own, kind of, I have to do less coaching individually because I can kind of look at the collective group instead of making sure every single guy has to be told about every little thing. You know, and we've gotten the broad strokes down, and now we're working on the fine tuning. And yeah, I mean, the guys are good. There's not one guy on this team that I can say, oh man, he's a real pain. They're all good guys and they all want the best for each other. It's just a matter of figuring out the way to get the most out of each other night in, night out.
Just a couple more questions. Is Jackson Brewer back yet?
He's close. I don't know. We had a good practice today, so we're going to see how he's doing. You know, when you have certain injuries, it's a day-to-day thing. So, but yeah, hopefully, you know, this weekend, fingers crossed. But, you know, we also understand we're not in a position to rush anybody when it's dealing with their health. We're going to take things, you know, seriously, no matter what the injury is, and we're going to make sure we don't put anyone in any position where they can injure themselves further. It's really the professional way to do it, and that's what we're trying to have our organization do. And, you know, the front office is on board with that. So we're going to put him through all the protocols and make sure that he passes all his tests that he has to pass. And once he's cleared to play, we'll put him in.
All right, this will wrap up. You think you boys will be ready to come home on February 11th?
They better be. I mean, you know, it's been a long time since we've had been in the friendly confines of the Berglund Center. So, yeah, we want to go on a bit of a run here, make sure we have things dialed in, and, you know, kind of get a bit of a streak going. So that way we can have the momentum, have the home fans behind us, and have a real raucous, loud crowd to, you know, hopefully take advantage of those two home games.
I want to ask you one other question. How did it finally feel to put Knoxville on your win list?
You know what? To put everybody on our win list would be huge, you know, because we know we have to beat everybody in order to win the whole thing. But, you know, that's one of those ones. I mean, obviously they shut us out our home opener, which was miserable. They you know, kind of ran roughshod over us in the second game, where they played a totally different style at home than they did on the road. So, yeah, I mean, it was very nice to beat them. You know, we don't like anybody in this league, really, because they're trying to beat us. But, yeah, that's a nice one because they've had our number all season.
All right, Sam, good luck with the rest of your road trip. Thanks.
Thank you.